All the shorim that there was in the Azara, Rashi says, Sharei or something out the word Mizrach, should be Sharei Azara. All the gates opening up into the base of Mikdash, Kol HaShorim Shoyu Shom, Lohoyu Lem Mezuzah, didn't have a Mezuzah. Chutz Mishar Nikner, only the Shar Nikner, that was the only one that had the Mezuzah. Shelifnim Mimenu Lishus Perhadrin, because inside his gate, inside the gate called Shar Nikner, was the Lishus Perhadrin. And Lechura, since that room, Lishus Perhadrin, is Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah, according to Rabban, it's very good, because since the Kohen Gadol lives there for 7 days, that's called the Beis Dira, therefore, that room is Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah. So Kura Gzeira, that room, we made the outside shower also needs the Mezuzah. So the Gemara, Lechura Lema Rabbanon Hi, Volar Rabbi Yehuda. Lechura, this only comes out good according to Rabbanon Shita, and not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, because if according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he Gufa Gzeira. We have Yehuda Shita here that this Lishkas Parhadrin, this room that the Kohen God lives there for 7 days, Meikir Adin is Potim in our Mezuzah. Because it's called the Dira Bar Korcha. He doesn't really like to live there without his wife there. So why are we mechuyev to put a mezuzah? It's only a gzeira that people shouldn't say he's put into jail now. So we want that room to look like a room that you live in. That's why we have a mezuzah. So b'zayi higuf a gzeira. The only reason why there's a mezuzah on the lishkas parhadrin is because there's gzeira. For yanan neker v'nigz gzeira l'gzeira. Should we go now make another gzeira that the shan nikner, this outside gate, that even though really that gate nobody lives there, it's not a gate going into a house that you live in. No, so why is that gate mechuyev in a mezuzah? Only because from that gate you go into this house, into this room, the Lishkas Parhadrin. So Bishleim, according to the Rabbanon, it's very good. The Rabbanon hold that the Lishkas Parhadrin is called the Beis Dira, even though it's Bar Kocha, Shmei Dira. So it's mechuyev in mezuzah mikra din. Then we say the outside Shar Nitner, since this is a Shar, a gate, going into a Beis Dira, it's also good why it's mechuyev in a mezuzah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the inside room, this Lishkas Parhadrin, is also part of a mezuzah mikra din. It's only gzeira, so why should we make gzeira on the outside gate also? So according to this price, it can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So my answer is no. Afilu ten Rabbi Yehuda, even if you want to tell me this price, it goes good according to Rabbi Yehuda, hatayya kuna chod gzeira hi. It's all one big gzeira. Like what was the gzeira? We don't want people to say the Kohen God was put into jail. So we wanted to look as if that room looks like a Beis Dira that people live there. Now if it was really a Beis Dira that people live there, that's the locha, a shar, another gate that opens up, lets you come into a place where people live, you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. That's why the outside gate, like we'll soon see, the gate of the city, is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. Even though nobody lives there, but since that's a gate to come into another room where people do live, that's called mezuzah's beisa ovisharecha. The shar of the city is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. So here also, if we're going to patter the outside gate to Shar Nikner, not with the mezuzah, so people are going to have a question. You see that, why is there no mezuzah here? It's leading into a room where the Kohen Gadol lives, and the my people say, that room that he stays for 7 days is still a jail. It's not a real Mokum Dirum. That's why even this outside gate doesn't have a mezuzah. So Lechura Schadik Zerahi, in order to take away that people shouldn't say the Kohen Gadol is going into jail, we want it to look as if it's really a Beis Dirum. And if it would really be a Beis Dira, even the outside gate opening up into here would also be mechuyev in a mezuzah. Therefore, we have to put a mezuzah even in the Shar Nikner, this outside gate opening up into this inside gate, into the Lishkas Parhadrin. Tana Rabbanan, the price says like this: Bisharecha. The Pasuk says you have to put a mezuzah on Bisharecha, on the Shar, on the gates come in. Is Echad Shari Batin. Pashut means the door coming into your house. That's mamash mechuyev in a mezuzah, because the bais is a Beis Dira. So for sure, the entrance into your house, you have to have a mezuzah. The yechad shari chatzeris, a chiddush. Even though it's only an opening into your chatzer, into your front yard, and you don't live in the front yard, but again, the svar is that since through the front yard you come into your house, and your house is a beis dira, so even the shari chatzer also needs a mezuzah. The outside gate that opens up into your front yard needs a mezuzah. The yechad shari medinas, who are then the shar, the gate that opens up into the whole city, also needs a mezuzah. For the same reason, because that's the way to come into the houses inside the city. The Yechad Shari Yoris, even the cities in the whole country, also needs a mezuzah. Yeah. Yesh ben chayvas mezuzah. Lamakam. All these places is a chayva to, yesh ben chayvas mitzvah lamakam. All these places is a mitzvah to put a mezuzah on these places. Mishum shenema, because the Pasuk says, Ulchsavtam al mezuzah is beisecha uvisharecha. It doesn't only say mezuzah's beisecha on your house. No, visharecha means a shar, means any gate that opens up to let you come into your house. that outside gate is also mechuyev in the mezuzah. So the outside gate of the city, if rove of the people in the city are Jews, there's a mechuyev, the chiyah to put a mezuzah on that outside gate. Omalei Abaye the Rav Safra. So Abaye has a kasha to Rav Safra. Hani avulu de mechuzah, these gates outside the city of mechuzah, my time lo yavdul lehu rabbonim mezuzah. How come the rabbonim did not put a mezuzah on those gates? So Rashi learns pshat. Even before Rashi. Echot shari medinas. Let's see top Rashi. Echot shari medinas. Yesh medina mokefes harim. You have a mole whole city that's surrounded by mountains. The yorim and forests. The karma pasois. The yen yoitzim imenuel aderech shorim kagoyin eretz hagar. That they only go into the city, this one gate, that's the only way into the city. So Kur Rashi is saying the Chiddush. That let's say you have a city that's opened a lot of places. One side has little gates there. But most of the people don't go through that gate. There are plenty of other sides had to come into the city. There are open fields there coming to the city. So even though there's a gate there, that will be put for the mezuzah. The gate has to be that rove people come through this gate into the city. That's what Rashi's saying. That if around the city, it was surrounded by mountains and forests. So the way people came into the city was only through this shahr, through this gate. That's called the shahr of the bayis, that's the mechuyev in the mezuzah. So he has to kash not the bayis, avul the mechuzah, min shahr ir. These were the cities opening up into the city, the gates opening up into the city, the Sheshmo Mechuzah, Vayiruban Yisrael. And most of the people living in Mechuzah was Yisrael. So Chura, since most of the people living there, the outside gate opening up into the city, like we're saying, most of the people go through that gate into the city, and then that's the way to come into your house, should also be Mechuyev in a Mezuzah. So how come the Rabbanah did not put a Mezuzah on the gates leading into Mechuzah, into the city? So he answered back, So Safri answered back, O Malay, Hanu Chizuk Liakroi Dekuv Yehudi Avidi. These gates were not really made to be turned as a gate to use to come in and come out, but rather was only a gate to Chizuk to give foundation, to give support to what's on top of the gate. There was a fortress on top of the gate. So for what's on top of the gate, that's why they had the gate here. It wasn't really used to use the term as a gate to come in and come out. The ikra of this gate was just to give a Chizuk Liakra the Kuvi, Hudi Avidi. So Rashi says, Liakra the Kuvi, Binyan Bon Yalayim. There was like a binyan, a house, on top of these gates. The Nikra Kuvi, the Asharim Tachta Vasurim Kekipam. Now the bottom gates were made like a keeper, like a, we call a arch. Or Binyan Habon Yalagabi Kipin Chazak Yaser. Like the foundation is made like an arch, so it holds the binyan on top much stronger. So the Kitza, this gate, wasn't made with terrace the gate. It was made with terrace to hold up a house on top. I will associate that next Morris Kasha. Was it used to entrance? That vice that alone is not enough though. It has to be made only with terrace and entrance. Here it was made for support, the house on top. So the Icarus for the support of the house on top, not for an entrance, the support for the mezuzah. For the Gemara though, the Omalei, the Yaqwa, the Kuva, Gufati boy mezuzah. Good, let this be a base shah, let this be an entrance to the top house. That's the cloud. The mezuzah is beisechah v'sherecha. Any entrance to let you come into the house is mechuyev in the mezuzah. So here also, on top of the gate, there was the house there. So why isn't that just like that house is mechuyev in the mezuzah? This bottom gate should also be mechuyev in the mezuzah. So Rashi v'akroi the kuvah gufon. Mishumoysa binyan atzmoi tiboy yashar mezuzah. Shederach oysa yashar nechnosim loy. As even though the gates were not made maybe to come to the city, but the gate for sure was made. This is the way you go to the top of the house. To get upstairs. So, Chura, since you have to go through this gate, why wasn't this gate mechuyev in the mezuzah? If the Mordo Ispei Beis Dira, L'Shomer Beis Asurim. Like this place on top, there was a Shomer, there was a watchman that lived there. The Beis Asurim, Ashman was the jail there on top. And you have the watchman that sleeps there. So, since he's there the whole time, Hakoporim, that's called the Beis Dira. So, how come there wasn't the mezuzah for that person living on top here? Right. I mean, the Taishon has the Shal figures this and that. Right. Fighter. Have the Gemara, or the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Beis HaKnesses, if you have a shul, Sheyesh Boy Beis Dira, there's a room there in the shul that somebody could live there. Lechazna Knesses for the Shamish. If he lives there, Chayeves Be Mezuzah. then you're mechuyev to put a mezuzah. So you see, even though Yikra, the place is the basic nesses, not to live there, but if you have a room set aside for the chazan to live there, so you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. So here also, since there's a shomer on top living there, you should have a chiyuv to put a mezuzah on the top room, and who would then on the bottom shah, the bottom gate, should also have a mezuzah. Elo Omer Abayis, Abayi answered like this. You know why they didn't have a mezuzah on the gate? Mishum sakona. There's a sakona. So Rashi learns, Shlo Yomer HaMelech Shofim Asisim Asharayir. The Melech shouldn't say, people are doing witchcraft by the Asharayir, not to get the people into trouble. So Mishum sakona, if the Goyim will give you Tzuris, if they see your mezuzah outside, that's a Ptur, you don't have to put a mezuzah. The Tanya we learned, Mezuzah Yochid Nivdoka is Pamayim Mishruah. A private person owns a mezuzah. He's supposed to check it out twice in 7 years. This show rabim, a mezuzah belonging to the rabim, pamayim b'yovel, twice in the yovel. You have to check it out. Trashin nivdeke shema nirkavo enignavo. You have to check it out, make sure it didn't rot away. A poshet grip, make sure it wasn't stolen. This show rabim, was their mezuzah then wasn't like our mezuzah, it's outside. Their mezuzah then used to have a hole knocked into the wall, and inside the hole of the wall, they would put the mezuzah. So poshet yada, like, and then they would cement it down again. So poshet yada, check it out, open up that hole, and make sure the mezuzah is still there, it wasn't stolen. This show rabim, shari chatzeros and medinas vayoris, and the gates opening up in the big cities, that's only pamayim b'yoyvim. Now kol dov ishusha rabim ein latriach alav harbei, we don't make you work too much, because if we let you do it too much, everybody would say the other one will take care of it. They'll never get done. Therefore, once in Yovel, twice in Yovel, it's not so bad. Now, beyond Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa be'atav v'nechad happened with this person. Rashi says atav v'nechem ish v'yamru lo hashem umnis. Some say that's the work, that's the type of work he did. Shoy yevoy dek mezuzas b'shuk hel yon shalti pari. He was checking the mezuzahs on the top of the city of a Shukelion, the top of the, on this street. Shukelion in Tzipori. Omotso Kistarechid, and one of the king's men found him, Venotim Emenu Elav Zuz, and gave him a knas, took away $1,000 from him. Srashi Kistar, shamed Kidosu, Gonsatit Vusaiti, he was a policeman. And he found him, and he gave him Tzoris. So you see such a case that if you have Tzoris, with your mezuzah, you're potter for the mezuzah. So that's why if you're afraid of the Goyim, they'll give you Tzoris. That's the ptur, not to put a mezuzah on the outside gate of the city. Now, I, for the Markasha, Romer Abelazah, Shluchei Mitzvah, and Izukin, I, the Klal, if you're doing a mitzvah, you don't have any hezek. So here he was going to check the mezuzahs, he was doing a mitzvah. Well, how come a hezek happened to him? Have the Gemara, Heicha, the Kviya Hezeka, Shani. Where it's a kavua, where it's prabul, where it's shriach, for the hezek to happen, then you can't be samech on nisim. You can't be samech shluchei mitzvah and izokin. That's only minastam, there's a school that you won't have a hezek. But stam to walk through the street, the cars are coming, you can't be samech shluchei mitzvah and izokin. Whereas kiviyah hezekah, where it's a shchiach, for the hezek to happen, you have to be careful. Or Raya, the Chassid, the Pasuk says, for yoyim is Shmuel. Shmuel said, eich elech, v'shom ha-shoyl v'ageni. His HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel, go away from Shoyl, and go to David, make David the king. So Shmuel said, how can I go away from Shoal? Shoal will kill me. For Yom Hashem, Hashem said, Eglas boka tikach biyotcho, v'yamat lezberech l'Hashem bosi. So Hashem gave Shmuel an etza. Tell Shoal, you're going away to bring a korban. But the kasher is, what was Shmuel afraid of? That Shoal will kill him. What was Shmuel doing? He was going, b'tzivu Hashem. Hashem told him, go be moshech David HaMelech. So it's a raya that no, even though Hashem told him to do it, but since the Shkiach HaZekah, that Shoal's going to get very angry and Amal, he should kill you, you have to be afraid. You don't have any heter, Shluchei Mitzvah, any Zokin. So therefore you have to do it in a way, you won't be hurt. Rashi, the Kvi HaZekah, Alila Samaisho Mizumenes Tavit. If the king, the government, will find things against you. Ech Elech, Limshech Es David Api Adiver. Even though Shmuel was gone because Hashem told him, but still he had to be careful not to do it in a way that Shoal shouldn't come to kill him. So you see, you have to watch out. Don't wear Shriach HaZekah, you have to watch out. So therefore, you're part of the mezuzah on the gates of your city if you're afraid the Goyim will give you service there. For Tony Rav Kana, Kaimid Rav Yehuda, Beis HaTevin, a house that you store straw in, Beis HaBoker, a house that you have your animals there, or Beis Eitzim, a house that you store the wood, or Beis Oitzur Estam, a house that you store things. Rashi says, Shoyayin, V'shemen Otzvua, V'yeinodim Darboi, Estam, a warehouse that you store up the wine and the oil there, but you don't live there, is Pturim in HaMezuzah. These places are potter min ha-mezuzah. And it says a reason why, b'fnei shanoshim nusam b'hen, because women make themselves nice there. Shrashi nusas loshin hanor, that the women enjoy themselves there. And we'll soon see what that means. Ha-mishum demokim ginayhu, shayim dem shamarumais, and kovet shumayim liyo shamezuzah. As women get dressed there, they're undressed there, and that's the place where their dressing room. They get dressed there, and they're undressed there, so it's not covered to have a mezuzah in the room that they get undressed by. For the Gemara, mind the usos. What does it mean, the usos? Have the Gemara, roichsos. It means they wash themselves, they take a bath there. So it's like a bathroom. So it's not nice to put a mezuzah there, since they're undressed there, therefore we don't put a mezuzah there. Omale Rabbi Yehuda. Time of the roichsos. So what do you want to tell me? Why are these places put for the mezuzah? Because the women wash themselves there, they're undressed there. Hostoma chayovin. Mashma regular base, so it's a regular warehouse, would be mechuyev in a mezuzah. Aivotanya, we learned like this. Refes boker, that's the room that you keep your animals in, the stall, is pturim in a mezuzah. It's potif in a mezuzah. Nothing to do with the women that wash themselves there. Stam, it's not called a base dira. The klal of a mezuzah is it has to be a base dira, someplace that you live there. And a refes boker, you don't live there. So what do you have to come out? Because the women wash themselves there, stam is a potter. Have the Gemara Ella Main the Usos. What does Usos mean? Miskashtos. Sam, they put on makeup there. Vochikatoni, this is what the Gemara means to say. The Bryce before. Afal pi shanoshim miskashtos them, even though forget these storage rooms is used a little bit. Hey, it's pshitif. The women wouldn't put on their makeup there, so pshitif's part of the mezuzah. A man doesn't use it. But I would think that since the women put on their makeup there, maybe they're mechuyev mezuzah, kamashmul no, still their potter, still their pturim. Why are they potter? Because the warehouse that you don't go to live there is potter for the mezuzah. Strashi. Afopisha noshim is kashtois, shom bibsomim, vesalka daitach amino dirhi. I would think since the women use this room to put on the makeup there, maybe it's considered like a base dira. Ashwinad lav dirhi. No, that's not called a base dira. The ikki room is made for storage. You store your wine there, you store your animals there. That's the main thing of the room. Either the women put on makeup there, that's just tam and arai. That doesn't give it a shame diva. Omalei Rav Kana, Rav Kana said back, Ushanoshim is kastosh and pturim. Is it true that if the women use these rooms to put on the makeup, it's not called the base diva that they're potter? For Tanya, we learned like this. Refes boka pturim in amezuzah. The corral where you have your animals, it's potter min amezuzah. Aber vishanoshim is kastosh bo. If the women use those rooms to put on their makeup there, chayavas v'mezuzah. So you see, it's enough that a woman uses it to put on makeup there, that gives it a shame. Beis dira, you are mechuyev. Yeah. Hefti Gemara. Elamayas lachmeim, what do you have to say? Miskashta is tanoihi. That's a machoikis tanoim. If the fact that a woman uses a room, they use it just to put on the makeup there, is that called the base dira? Is that called the living there? And the mechuyev to put a mezuzah or not? It's like a machloket tanoim. So I'll tell you the dinami, according to me also, stoma tanoi. It's a machloket tanoim, whether a base dira, whether a base oitzer is mechuyev in a mezuzah or not. So Drashi Elamaya Sachlamemer, ki parshas nosas miskashtoi shom, vetik shom astisna mastisna naima tanoi. Yat says a machloket tanoim. So though I learned pshat also to machlokes tanoim, you can't ask me kasha. Tanoihi. Somewhere says, Zinami Stama Tanoihi. The Tanya we learned. Beischa. The Pasuk says, Al Mezuzah is Beischa. What does Beischa mean? Beischa Miyuchad Loch. It has to be a house Miyuchad satisfied just for you. That you have to live there. Prat Le Beis HaTevin. If you have a storage house that you store the straw. Or the Beis HaBoku, you keep your animals. Or the base eitzim, you store your wood there. Or the base eitzim, stam, you store the wine there. Shepturim in a mezuzah. That you put them in a mezuzah. That's not called base secha. That's not called a base dira. The yesh, but there are some people that say no. Mechayavim, so you see it's a machlokes tanoim. If stam a warehouse is mechayavim in a mezuzah or not. Now, B.M.S. Elmro, really it was said that base hakisei or base burski, that's the place to work with the skin. Or base americas, we take a shower. Or base tefillah. Vishanoshim Yusispem is Pturim in a mezuzah. This everybody holds as Potim in a mezuzah. And the reason why, is because it's not their recover like we had before. It's not their recover, these places the women are undressed there to have a mezuzah there. So the kids we have a machlokes tanoim here.
So Mar says, we have Kana Mataras Tataime, we have Yudha Mataras Tataime. We have Kana Mataras Tataime, we have Kana Yashab the theory like this. Beisecho means Beisecha Myuchzachor. It has to be a house that you're living there. Prat le Beis HaTevin, or the Beis HaBokal, or Beis HaEitzin, or Beis HaEitzreis, Shepturim Min HaMezuzah, Bistam. Min HaStam, a warehouse, is Potem Min HaMezuzah. Of the Yesh, there are sometimes, Shemachayovim, Bistam. There's some Shittas hold Yemachoyiv in Stam. Now, Ben Misomru, that Beis HaKisi, Beis HaMuskim, Beis HaMechel, Beis HaLudish, HaNosh HaNosvim, or Minus HaMzruchseis, is Turim Min HaMezuzah. That the Potem Min HaMezuzah. For the Mori Hochi, if so, Haino Merchat, the same thing as the Merchat, Hashmina Merchas, the Rabbi, Hashmina Merchas, the Yochid. That they're both part of the Mezuzah. The Salkut, the Chaminach Merchas, the Rabbi, the Nof is Zuma. Only a public bed house. That's part of the Mezuzah. Because it smells very bad. Aber Merchas, the Yochid, the Nof is Zuma, it doesn't smell so bad. Ey Malachai Mezuzah. Maybe there is a Chiv to put a Mezuzah up. Kamashmala, no. That even the room that a woman take a private bath there is also part of the Mezuzah. We have Yehuda, the Matatat, who goes according to the Shita. The Rochi Katoni. Beisecha means Beisecha Yuchelachol. Pratla Beis Atevna Beis Aboka Beis Eitzel Beis Oitzel. Shepturim in a mezuzah. Afilu miskashtois. Even if the women use it to put on makeup there, still is potter. V'yesh mechayavus miskashtois. But some shittos hold no that miskashtois putting on makeup also holds the mechuyif. So it's a machloikis even putting on makeup, using the room for makeup, if that's called the Beis Dira or not. Avostam, if they don't use the room to put on makeup, just stam based diron, the rehako potter, everybody holds your potter. And that's like a Yudishita. And then the somru, everybody holds that base of kisa, base of bruski, base of merkot, base of tfilom, afo pishinoshim is kastoshpen, psurim in a mezuzah. That's the girsa. That in these rooms, even though the women use it to put on their makeup there, but according to Yudi, even though some hold putting on makeup is mechuyiv in a mezuzah, where they use this room for dove mias, it's also potter in a mezuzah. Why? Mishum denof is zuma. Because since the smell is very bad there, then everybody holds your potter for the mezuzah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this list tomorrow. We'll begin tomorrow this list. Machlokes. You holding up Yud Aleph. Just go over again the last Gemara we saw yesterday. In the middle of the Gemara. Again, Tony Rav Kana, Kai made Rav Yehuda, that Beis HaTeven, U Beis HaBokor, U Beis HaEitzim, U Beis HaEitzreis, Pturim Min HaMezuzah. Hey, Rav Kana's Shita is that a warehouse, a storehouse, is Potter Min HaMezuzah. Why? Mifnei Shanoshim Noiseis Ben. A reason, because the women, like we'll soon see, take a bath, they wash themselves there. Or Mayan Usois, what does it mean to have Nusois? It means to have enjoyment, like Loshen of Noor, to have Hanor, to have enjoyment from it. Roichtois, because they wash themselves in these houses. And therefore, it's Potter Min HaMezuzah. So it's Mashma, according to Rav Kana, Stam a warehouse is Mechuyiv in a Mezuzah. It's a Beis HaTevin, a house you store the straw, or the boker, the animals, or Eitzim, the wood. Beis HaEitzreis, Stam, warehouse of wine and shemen. He holds Mikir, Stam, it's pot, it's Chayiv in a Mezuzah. The reason why here it's potter, because the women wash themselves there, and it's not nice to have a mezuzah, but mocking where they're washing themselves. Because they're undressed there. Omalei Rav Yehuda said back to Avkana, Taimo de Reuchsis, what are you saying? Why do you hold these warehouses? Are potter for the mezuzah? Only because the women wash themselves there. Like it's not for COVID to have a mezuzah in a place where they're undressed. Hostomo, Chayovin, Mashmayu Rav Kana holds, Tama warehouse, is Mechuyiv in a mezuzah. Like a garage would be Mechuyiv in a mezuzah. I've a tiny, we learned in a price like this. Refes Boker, the stall where you keep your animals, is Pturim in a mezuzah. Is Mashmino, a storehouse where you keep even the animals, is Potem in a mezuzah. So Stam, a warehouse, is Potem in a mezuzah. Of Zoy Yel, a minor usos, what does the Braisa mean to say before? The reason why they're Potem is because they have Hanor there, which Rav Kana said that meant to say because they washed themselves there. So if you'd learn, it's not like that. It means miskashtois. Not that they get undressed there, but they use it, they put on makeup in that room. Vochi Katoni, this is what the Braisa means to say. That Afa Pisha Noshim miskashtois ben, even though the women actually use these rooms, even though it's meant for a storehouse, storage there, but the women use it, they put on their makeup there, still Pturim, that's the Chiddush. Because it's not a base dira, they don't live there day and night. Really, it's only used to store your things there, to store your animals there. Even though they go there throughout the daytime, sometimes to put on makeup there, that's not considered a base dira. That's what Rabbi Yehuda learns. But Avada, Stama warehouse, Stama garage, is Potter on the mezuzah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omale Rav Kana said back to him, V'shanoshrim eskashtos em beturim. Is that true? You want to tell me a room that the ladies use to put their makeup on, that room is the potter from a mezuzah? It's not called a dira. For a tanya we learned, refes boka peturim min a mezuzah. A refes, that's this corral where you keep your animals, is potter min a mezuzah. But v'shanoshrim eskashtos bo, but if the women use that room to put on their makeup there, chayoves be mezuzah? It's mechuyven in mezuzah. So there's enough in the Braisa that says this corral, if it's used for the women to put on their makeup, it is called a beis dira. It is enough to mechayev you in a mezuzah. So elo mayes loch lemeim, what do you have to answer? That miskash tais tanoihi, it's a machlekes tanoim. The fact that a lady uses the room to put on the makeup, is that enough to give it a shame beis dira? It's called like they're living in that room, and therefore it's mechayev in a mezuzah. Or no, that's not called living. Living means you have to live there day and night. But just time you use it to store, to storage. No, sometimes the women put their makeup, that's not mechuyiv. It's machoikis tanoim. So I tell you, the D, according to me, Rav Kana answers back, nami stom tanoi, has even a stam based dira, a stam storehouse, a stam beis hateven, a beis haboker. There's the room that you use just to store the straw. According to Rav Kana, it's also machoikis tanoim. In other words, again, Bekitz, Rav Kana holds that a warehouse is mechuyiv in a mezuzah. And the only reason why he held spot before is because the women washed themselves there, they're undressed there. But a stam warehouse is mechuyev in a mezuzah. And the Yehuda is not like that. He holds stam warehouse is potter in a mezuzah. The only tzad to be mechayev is if women put on makeup there, they use it there. So Mor says that the dinam is stam etanoi, it's mechuyev is tanoim. The Tanya we learned like this. The Pasuk says our mezuzah is beisecho. Is beisecho, what does it mean, your house? Ham yuchid lecho. A house that's oimed miyuchet, set aside for you, prat lebeis hateven, excluding a house, the storage room that you use to store the straw, or lebeis haboker where you have your animals, or lebeis seitzim where you store the wood, or lebeis seitzim where you store the wine or the shemen. Shepturim min amezuzah. It's potter min amezuzah, stam breisa that holds the stam warehouses are potter min amezuzah. V'yesh mechayoven, but there are some tanoim that hold no, it is lechuyiv. That's also called a beis chor. Since you're using it, you're mishtamish there, you leave your food there, you leave your animals there, it's called you're using that room, you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. And that's the way we paskin, that a room that you use for your own personal uses, you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. The emes armu, but everybody holds, the emes, like for sure it said, that beis hakisei, or beis habruski, that's the room that they use for make the skin, that smells very bad there, or beis hamerchetz, room you take a shower with, you wash yourself, or based on tefillah, where they go to the mikvah, v'shanoshem lusas ben, or else that the women take a private bath there, is pturim min amezuzah. This room for sure is potter min amezuzah, because it's a ginai, they're not doing nice things there, either it smells too much there, or else they're undressed there. Such a room does need a mezuzah. Mashenken stam storage room, that's a machlekes hanoyim, but there is a tana that says, v'yesh mechayovim, stam a storage room is mechuyev in a mezuzah. Rav Kana matas latamei. Now, Rabbi Yehuda matatza taimi. Rav Kana and Rabbi Yehuda both are going to say how they learn Shan this machlokes tanoim. Again, that Rav Kana hold, there is, he holds that stama warehouse is mechuyev in a mezuzah. And Rabbi Yehuda shita was no, stama warehouse for sure is potem in a mezuzah. The only reason why they're mechuyev before was because the Noshim use it to put on the makeup there. So they both learn Shan this machlokes tanoim like this. Rav Kana matatza time. Rav Kana, his sheet holds that you are mechuyev in a mezuzah, learns the machlokes like this. That beisecho, the pasuk says, al mezuzah is beisecho, means beisecho am yuchad lecho. The bayis has to be set aside for you to live there. Prat, excluding, lebeis hateven, a room that you don't live there, you just store your straw. Or lebeis habok, lebeis eitzim, lebeis oitzreis, stam you store things there. Shepturim in a mezuzah. Bistam, a stam room is potem in a mezuzah since you're not actually living there. But there are reshitas that hold v'yesh yemechayovim b'stam. But there are tanoim that hold no. A stam storage room, since you're using it to store your things there, you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. And that's the way we paskin. So a garage that you store your things there and you go there from time to time to take things out, put things in, is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. V'yesh yemechayovim b'stam. Now, b'emes amru, for sure, it was said, everybody holds like this, that beis hakisei, or beis haburski, or beis hamerchas, the room that you make the skin, the tannin, or the room that you take a bath, or beis hatfilah, v'shanoshim lusas ben, or mayin usois, what does it mean the women have hanor there? That means roichtsois, that they take a shower there, they take a bath there, it's patur min hamezuzah. These rooms are potur min hamezuzah because it's a tashmish or ginai, they're undressed there, therefore these rooms are potur min hamezuzah. But a regular warehouse, a storage room, is mechuyev in a mezuzah according to Rav Kana. For the Gemara, Hochi, Hainu Merchatz. Like if you're telling me now, the room Shanoshim Nusayf Ben means a room that the ladies take a shower there, because that's Hainu Merchatz. We said that already, that a Beis HaMerchatz is part of a mezuzah. Have the Gemara, Ashmina Merchatz the Rabbim, the Ashmina Merchatz the Yochid. It's a Chiddush. Merchatz means a public bathhouse. That's for sure part of a mezuzah. Now that it says for Shanoshim Nusayf Ben, that means a private bathhouse. The Salkot Ayta Chaminach, I would have thought, Merchatz the Rabbim, the Nefishis Umam, a public bathhouse, that there's a lot of odor there, a lot of heat there, it smells very bad. That's why it's part of a mezuzah. Avo Merchatz the Yochid, it's some a private room that one Isha uses for her private washing, it's only for a private person to learn off his Umam, it doesn't smell so bad there. I would think maybe her personal Beis HaMerchatz is mechuyev in a mezuzah. Kamash Malan. No, even a private room. The Hanoshim Nusayf Ben is also potter min hamezuzah. But this is good according to Rav Kana Shita, that a storage room is mechuyev in a mezuzah. For Rav Yehuda Matar Satayim, Rav Yehuda says according to his Shita, that he yells no, stam a warehouse storage room is potter min hamezuzah. Since you're not living there, it's potter min hamezuzah. Hochi Ketoni, he learns the machlokes like this. Beisecha, the pasuk says, means Beisecha Myuchad Lecha. It has to be a house set aside for your personal living. Prat LeBeis HaTeven, excluding a room that you only use to store the straw there, or Beis HaBokar for the animals, or Beis HaYitzur for the wood, or Beis HaYitzur for the wine, the shemen, Shepturim Min HaMezuzah. Now, Afilo Miskashtois, one sheet tells, even if the women use it to put their makeup on in that room, but since that's not the ikar purpose of the room, the ikar tashmish of the room is to store the things there, so it's not called the Beis Dira, even though sometimes the women use it to put their makeup, still they're potter. V'yesh, but there are some shittas that hold, mechayovim b'miskashtois. Some shittas say, yechayiv, but when? Only if the women also use that room to put on their makeup. So since they have some tashmish of a dira, that's why there's a chiv to put a mezuzah. Avul stam, but if the women don't use that room to put their makeup on, it's only used just to store your wood there, or to store your shemen or your wine there, then potter. Divrei hako potter. Everybody holds your potter. This is according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, a garage would be potter for the mezuzah. Now, B.M.S. Omru, it was for this everybody's masking, for sure it was said, that Beis HaKisa, your Beis HaBurski, your Beis HaMerchatz, who based that tefillah, that afa pisha noshim is kastosh for him, even though in these rooms, sometimes the women also use it to put on their makeup, of a pturim min hamezuzah. Here for sure it's potter min hamezuzah, v'shum denof mezuma, because it smells very bad, these rooms. Therefore it's not covered to have the mezuzah there, so it's a svara, you're potter from the mezuzah, and the law is, it's also to put a mezuzah. Even if you want to be machmir, you're not allowed to. It's a bizoyin to have a mezuzah in a room that's a beis hamerchatz, a beis hakisein, or a beis habruski. You're not allowed to have a mezuzah there. Yeah. So tomorrow, Ula Rabbi Yehuda, stoma divri haka potter. Is that true? You want to tell me Rabbi Yehuda sheet there is, that a stam warehouse, everybody holds your potter from the mezuzah. Ivo Tanya, we learned like this in the Braisa. Bisharecha. The Pasuk says, al mezuzahs beisecha u'bisharecha. On the gates. Echot shari batim. Whether it's the gate opening up into your house. V'yechet shari chateris, whether it's the gate opening up into your front yard. V'yechet shari medinas, whether it's the gate opening up into Medina, that's the whole, like America, opening up into a few cities. V'yechet shari yoris, whether a gate opening up into your one city. V'refes, that's the room that you have your animals. V'lulin, or else that's the room you have the chickens there. Or mitevin, or else the room you store a straw. V'yoytzros yayin, v'yoytzros shemin, chayovim b'mezuzah. All these shiorim, all these gates opening up into these rooms, is mechuyev in the mezuzah. So you see clearly, a room that you have set aside just to store the wine there, or to store the shemen there, it's also chayev in mezuzah. So that's a kasha, and you have Yehuda. You have Yehuda holds stam a storage room is potem in the mezuzah. And here we're dashing from the word of visharecha, or shar to any one of these places, is mechuyev in the mezuzah. So more yochol, the Braisa goes on, Yochol Shani Marba, I would think also, it's also included in Bisharecha, Af, Beis Sharach Sadra, even a Beis